So, Mayal Tavlos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Halidus Yitzchak. We have a trend to talk about the first Rashi. The first Rashi, Ve'el Tavlos Yitzchak, Yaakov Ve'esav Hamur Meparsha. Tavlos of Yitzchak are Yaakov Ve'esav Hamur Meparsha. So, let me first talk about what does Rashi want with Yaakov Ve'esav Hamur Meparsha. So, this is Chanukah Satorah says two pshatim. We'll say it was mined into one pshat. Yaakov Ve'esav Hamur Meparsha, he says like this. He says, there's a Gemara that says, Mamzer in the Molid. Mamzer cannot be molded. There's no such Gemara that says that, even though he says it's a Gemara. The Gemara Nivama says Mamzer lo chai, Mamzer doesn't live. We'll see later if when he says Mamzer in the molded, if his kavana is Mamzer lo chai. There is a Baal Turim that explains the smichos of Tzuadaka lo yovah b'kal Hashem to Mamzer is that Mamzer in the molded, just like Tzuadaka is in the molded. That is a makor Mamzer in the molded. How this stems with other psukim and mishnayos that Mamzer in the molded, we'll see in a second. Al Kopanim, the Ikar Pshat, he wants to say is as follows. Since Mamzer and the Molid, so that's Elo Tolis Yitzchok and Avram, Avram Holiyas Yitzchok. Rashi brings later that everyone in the door, Morim B'Metzia, had a time that they were being misranin and saying, Me Avimelech Nes Avrasorah, Me Avimelech Nes Avrasorah, wasn't from Avraham. So the Cheshbon was like this. The Cheshbon was, from the toldos of Yitzchak, from the fact that Yitzchak has toldos, which is Yaakov Ve'esav, from that it's nicker that Avram holiyas Yitzchak. That's the hemshech. Elo toldos Yitzchak and Avraham, the fact that Yitzchak has toldos, so it must be that he's not a mamzer, because if he was a mamzer, mamzer ain't a molid. So how can you say Avimelech and Sabra Sora, that if Yitzchak was taka from Avimelech, so he'd be a mamzer ain't a molid. So Avram holiyas Yitzchak, from the fact that Yitzchak had toldos, from the fact he had kids, it's a rai, he's not a mamzer, so who must be his father? Avram holiyas Yitzchak. That's how it explains the
Pshukim. Mamzer doesn't have children, means
So now let's get the cheshbon. Eil told us Yitzchok, Yitzchok. That's what Rashi said. Yaakov Esav more impartial from the fact that Yitzchok has told us. Yaakov Esav, that's a raya that he's not a mamzer, because if he would have been a mamzer, then in the molded. So that's why Avram holiyas Yitzchok, that's muchach Avram holiyas Yitzchok. That's the cheshbon. So what does it mean mamzer in the molded? So the shaila is the ask on this Baal Turim from Sukkim and Mishnayas. Pasuk in Kiseis says, Dora Siri lo yovu b'kal Hashem. It's right that there is such a thing as Hemshech HaDoros by Mamzerim. And also the Mishnah, Nivama, says, Echa Zecharim, Echa Nekevus, Yisur and Yisur Olam. The Yisur is the Yisur Olam. What do you mean Yisur Olam? There's never going to be another door if Mamzer in the Molid. So the Achronim suggests two chilukim to explain the Baal Turim. And for those chilukim, let's see if the pshat works legave our pshat in Rashi. So the first pshat they say is this Gemara Yevamos that Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanner Rabbi Eliezer says that a mamzer doesn't live. The Gemara says, "What do you mean mamzer doesn't live?" The Mishnah says Yisur and Yisur Olam. So there's such a thing as a hemshech doros. So the Gemara says, "Mamzer diyedia chaya, the lo yedia lo chaya." A mamzer which is yedua, which people know that he's a mamzer, he's going to live because there's no chashash that there's going to be a tarovis that he's going to that he's going to be his arev into the kal, because everyone knows he's a mamzer, he's on the side. Mashenken mamzer de lo yediyah, mamzer which is not known, lo chaye, he won't live. That the siba is because that he shouldn't be in his arev into the other, he shouldn't be in his arev into the kahal. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer said that the mamzer doesn't live. Kfi ve'cheshbon. So they want to say, so when the Baal Turim says mamzer in the molid, mamzer in the molid means the mamzer which is lo yediya, because he's lo chaye. So it's just a interchange between lo chaye or lo molid. Lo chaye means he's not going to live. What does it mean he's not going to live? Lo molid, he's not going to give birth, so he's not going to live. So the ukimta, mamzer in the molid, is talking about a mamzer lo yediya, mamzer which is not known about. And the reason in the molid is because he shouldn't be this arif into the kal. So l'chora, you can't say that that's the pshat here, because if this whole riot that Yitzchak had kids is to say that he's not a mamzer, and mamzer in the molded, so what are you talking about? Everyone was tining, Me Avimelech Nes Avrasorah. That's what everyone tining, the Gemara says in Bamitzia. So that makes Yitzchak a mamzer diyedia. Everyone would have been porish from Yitzchak because they all held he was a mamzer. On that, we taka say, Gamdor Asiri. We say that there is a Hemshech Adoros for mamzer. That kind of mamzer taka is molded. Mamzer which is not molded, we said it's a mamzer deloidia, that's not known. But here we're talking about mamzer which is yedua. They were telling that Yitzchak was mamzer yedua. So to say this cheshbon is not going to work. Stam, the whole inyan needs clarity anyways, because what is if the whole chashash is that he shouldn't be this arif into the kal, what does that mean before Ma'an Torah? If there's mamzeres b'chal by Ben Noach, does it exist? Yeah?
Saying, maybe mamzer Yadua is, we know he's a mamzer, but Yitzhak, it was famous that it was a chashash, because it wasn't more than 100% that it was a mamzer. The same Avimelech Zabshah, like, Lushan, it was going around, like, people said, oh, maybe it wasn't from Avraham, it was from Avimelech, but it wasn't Yadua.
I hear, but it was Yadua to the point that they would be Porish, so there'd be no chashash.
It was only Tony Hadar who was saying it. So not necessarily everyone will be Parish.
Interesting. So maybe that word didn't get out to everybody else.
There's a lot of Leitanei Hadar.
Yeah, you have to see the
Leitanei Hadar. Yeah, people listen to Leitanei. People know who Leitanei Hadar
is. At that party, when they made the party for Yitzchok, that's when everyone time have a male Pasad Pasora. That's where the whole Maisa happened. I don't know if that party was the Dafka party of Leitanei Hadar. I'll go upon them. Let's move on. The other chiluk they want to say is like this. The other chiluk they want to say is there's a chiluk between Mamzer Habob Bas Yisrael and Mamzer to Mamzeres. Mamzer Habob Bas Yisrael, that's when the Baal Torah said, Mamzer Ein Amolad. Shelo Laharbos Mamzer Be Yisrael, the Sechem brings both these Pratim. Mamzer Habob Bas Yisrael is Ein Amolad, Shelo Laharbos Mamzer Be Yisrael. Mashen came Mamzer to Mamzeres, there, even though there will be more Mamzerim, there's no Chisaran of Shelo Laharbos Mamzer Be Yisrael. I don't know why, either because, same like we said before, that it's Yidua over there, and my Mamzer Bobas Yisrael is less Yidua, or because Mamzer Bobas Yisrael is a problem of Laharbas Mamzer and Bisrael because you're taking away from the Isha that could have brought a lot of kosher into the world, Mashenke Mamzer Mamzeres, whatever the Chilk is. I'll call upon him, if that's the Cheshman, so the Baal Turim said Mamzer in the Molad, and that's the Cheshman we're going with here in Rashi, that you have a variety that says not a Mamzer, from the fact that he has told those, that's talking about Mamzer Bobas Yisrael. Because that's the type of mamzer, which is anu molid. In fact, he was molid, it's a riot, he's not a mamzer. So that's very good, because Rivka Lechora was not a mamzeres. It was mamzer Bo Bas Yisrael, even she's Ben Noach. Al Kol Panim, we said last week, Efsha, maybe not. Okay, that's the whole cheshbon, bring it full circle, right there. To those who got it, they got it. Okay, fine. Right there, the parasha says, so Yitzchak Arbi Mishon beKachto as Rivka Bas Basul Harami miPanan Aram Machos Lavan Harmi Lolisha v'Yetar Yitzchak Lashem Anochach Ishto Ki Yakarahi. Yitzchak was mispal because Rivka was not Korah. Rashi brings a Mer Yivamas Daf Samach Dalam Aleph v'Yetar Lo. Rashi says Lo v'Lo Lo. The Tefila it was by Yitzchak that Tefila was miskabel, not by Rivka. She'ain Dome Tefila Tzadik Ben Rashi Tefila Tzadik Ben Tzadik. V'Fichach Lo v'Lo Lo. Yitzchak had a Miley. He's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Mashenkin Rivka was Rivka Bas Basul, Tzadik Ben Rasha, so that's why Ve'etar Lo, Kosh Baruch Hu listened to Yitzchok. There is a tour in Simon Nun Gimel. The tour writes like Avishliach, Hilchot Shliach Tzibur a little bit, so he says there, his lashon is Tov L'Kariv Mizera Rechokim. It's very Avishliach Tzibur from Zera Rechokim, Shenemar, because the Pasuk Shalom Shalom L'Rachok L'Korov, so Rachok is before Korov. And his lashon is Mishpacha Bezuya V'Tzadik Tov Yoser. Even if it's a Mishpacha Bezuya, which is Mishpacha Einu Miyuchas, if he's a Tzadik, it's better. So he's coming there, Lafuke, from someone who's a Rasha from a Miyuchas Dika Mishpacha. On that he says, Shalom Shalom Rachol Kol Karov, it's better to have a Mishpacha Rachoka as long as he's a Tzadik. The Marashal is Masbir the Torah and says, Vadai, if they're both Tzadikim, and you have one's Miyuchas and one's Einu Miyuchas, Avada, the Miyuchas comes before the Einu Miyuchas. And the priestess says, the raya for that din, the Miyuchas comes before Einu Miyuchas, is from our Gemara right here that Rashi brings, that Tzadik ben Tzadik comes before Tzadik ben Rasha. Very nice. I'll quote upon him, it's not Dover Muskom, because the Taz is holy. The Taz says, it's Mashra from the Torah, that Bechol Ofen, a Tzadik, Bechol Ofen, a Tzadik Mishpacha Bezuya, comes before anybody else, even a Tzadik, even from a tzaddik from mishpacha, ain a bezuya. L'chora l'fi the Taz Havana of the Torah that you always go from a mishpacha bezuya first because this din of shalom shalom rachuk l'korov. L'chora it's negative this gemara of lo v'lo lo tzaddik ben tzaddik is better than tzaddik ben rasha. So what's the pshat? So there's two pshatim we'll say. One teretz is there's a chiluk. So first of all, Mishnah Berurah asked the Kasha. Mishnah Berurah, Simon Nun Gimel asked the Kasha, because he understood the Torah like the Taz, understood that always Tzadik Einu Miyuchas comes first. So he says there's a chiluk between Einu Miyuchas and Rasha. The Torah said that a Tzadik Mei Mishpacha Bezuya comes first. That there's a mile of coming from the Rachok L'Korov. He's Rachok as Einu Miyuchas. By us, where Rivka's father wasn't just Einu Miyuchas, it was Taka Rasha, Besul HaRasha, on that you definitely would go with the miyuchos before the enem miyuchos. So b'kitzer, the enem miyuchos comes before a miyuchos. That's as long as it's only enem miyuchos. But the chisaron of a rasha is kol kach garua that you that there there's no kirov. That's yeah.
See, there's no mala talik mitzadik. You see, there's a chisaron of talik ben rasha, but there's no mala talik mitzadik.
And chanami, and chanami. She ain't doma tefila talik mitzadik as well. Loshem rashi is mashma not that way. The other teretz that they say, Marashal himself says this teretz, is there's a chiluk between Sibor and Yachid. The Torah is talking about a chiluk, was talking about a halacha of tefila b'tzibor. That it's tefila b'tzibor, on that he says, Shalom, Shalom, l'rachok l'karov, that's better to have a tzadik mishpacha, she'ena miyuchos over miyuchos. Yitzchok was b'yachidus is a mile of tzadik ben tzadik over tzadik ben rasha. You find an inyan doma l'ze by Loshon Aramis. The Gemara says, Yilam Ali Spal Adam be Loshon Arami, and Malach Hasharis Makirim Bal. Malach Hasharis don't Loshon Arami. So the Gemara is Machalik and says Ha Biyachid Ha Betzibor. Biyachidus. So we need the Malach Hasharis there. So on that we say don't daven be Loshon Arami because you don't have the siyua of the Malach Hasharis. Mashenkin Betzibor. Where there's the koach of tefillah betzibor, there you could daven b'lashon harami, and there's no chisaron of the malach hasharis not bringing it over the tefillahs. So keinza also here by yechidus you need the mile of tzadik ben tzadik. That's tzadik ben tzadik v'lo tzadik ben rasha. Mashen came by tefillah betzibor on that where the yichus is not such an intrinsic part to the tefillah. On that the Torah says dinu shalom shalom rachol kol karov that you go for tzadik mishpacha she'ena mishpacha enya miyuchos before mishpacha miyuchos.
Why is tzadik ben rasha better? Why by tzibor is it better?
Because it's dinu shalom shalom rachol kol karov. Whatever that is.
Whatever the inyan is.
Yeah.
That
union
is only works by
two with here, that's why it's by two with you. Vayitrotz to Abonim, Rashi brings Vayitrotz to Abonim. I'm saying that Darshu, Loshen Ritzo, Kishai Sal Veris Al Pischei Torah, Hashem the Ever, Yaakov, Rotem Mepharcheis Lotzeis. Veris Al Pischei Avodas Alidim, Esa Mepharcheis Lotzeis. So they both want to go out to their respective places. So there's a pshat here from the Groa. Rivka was not aware that she had two ubrim inside of her, so she was choshesh. There was mokum chas v'shalom lahar her that dilma chas v'shalom yeshdei rishuyos. One's going to bazar, one's going to beis medrash. What's going on here? So she said, "Lama ze anochi perush? What's anochi? Anochi v'anochi Hashem elokecha? What's pshat anochi Hashem elokecha?" It's negative. This receipts by its roses too. That one's going to base the medrash, and one's going to Machmav Lazara. Is Mashpe Chas V'Shalom Shtei Rishuyos? So Lama Zeh Anochi? What's going on with Anochi Hashem Lakecha? What's for Anochi Hashem Lakecha? On that, but Heilach Lidrash Such Hashem. Gemara Darshan's a few places. Rabbi Kiva Darshan Such Hashem Lakecha Tira LeRabbas Tamidei Chachamim. Heilach Lidrash Es Hashem. She went to Tamidei Chachamim. Like the next Rashi brings here, she went to the base medrash, the base medrash of Shal Shem. She asked by the base medrash of Shal Shem, by Tamidei Chachamim, what's going on? What's pshat in this chashash de rishuyos chas v'shalom? On that, Shem through Kadosh Baruch Hu told Rivka, Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnech. Don't worry, there's one tzaddik, there's one rasha, there's no chashash klal shnei rishuyos. You don't have to worry. That's lama zeh anochi. That's the inyan of Heilach Lidrash Hashem. On this inyan of Esav and Yaakov being wanting to go out shas when they were ubrim to go out to the base medrash, there's a few inyanim here. There's a stira pasuk later on vayigdulu hanorim vayi Esav ishadei atzoyit. So on vayigdulu and pasuk chav zayin Rashi brings kol zman shayu ketanim lo yunikar masehem. When they were ketanim, you couldn't tell where they were going. Ve'enel medatik ben mativam. When they became 13, they both went their separate ways. So, Chorot Zestira. Was it at 13 that they went off onto their own ways, or was it already B'shas? When they were Ubrim, they went off into their own ways. So, the Sifsei Chachamim already addresses the Hara. And he says, the Sifsei Chachamim addresses the Hara, and he says that even though they started with their Maisim, their potential Maisim, from already inside Rivka, there it was Ein Nikar Maasehem. There they acted Berishusam and Bitzit Kusam, but it wasn't Nikar until they were 13. And everyone say that just they'd be totally under Nairos. He's just acting like a kid, a good kid, a bad kid. But it wasn't clear until they were 13. Now, If that's the pshat, so yesh l'ayin. So you have the Gemara of Abbas in the first parak we talked about before, that so Avram was supposed to live until 180. Rashi brings this, and Kosh Baruch was makdim misoso 5 years. They shouldn't see Esav go out to Tarvos Ra. Rashi brings later, and but also Yom Esav was over Chamisha Averos. Chamisha Averos Chamur is a code for Beikar. Bol Narim Aras of Achule, and so Lachor is makdim. There's something miyuchad that on that day that Esav did these Chamisha Averos that wasn't happening beforehand. So Lefi this pshat, he was always doing this rishos. It's just, it was nicker when he was 13. L'chora, it's not so good. To say that Kosh Baruch waited, really, Esav was doing rishos b'mei Avraham, and he waited until there was, when it was nicker as 13, that's before it was nicker, when Kosh Baruch wanted to take Avraham away before Esav should see it. L'chora, it's a little bit shver.
It was 15 also.
Huh? Oh, 15. We'll get to that in a second. So now, if you can tell me, maybe pshat's like this. Avram's hakbada was davka. Seems like Avram's hakbada was davka that betur bar mitzvah, betur yugimul mitzvahs, betur somebody who's a bar onshem. On that, he didn't want to see Esav go out of Tarvos Ra. And echanami, no problem for Avram to see Esav do ma'aser rishus when he was ben naruso, but only when he was a bar onshem. That's when Avram had hakbada. Well, that would be totally. If they had a din of Yisrael, like the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Esav Yisrael Mumer, if they had din Yisrael, so I hear it. 13 makes a difference. If they were din Bnei Noach, so Yesh Lachar. We spoke about this before. The Chasam Sofer famously says that Bnei Noach only reached Godless when they reached Das. Shiurim Yisrael Nidna, and Shiurim Arlocha Mosh Misina, and Yud Gimel is Bechal Shiurim. It's only Yisrael, little Bnei Noach. So the Chasam Sofer says, it's also Tosas written Ksuvis, that, Afyad Aleph, that Das is when you reach a level of Godless for Bnei Noach. So if so, why would there be Hakbada Davka by the age of 13? However, Rashi, we're hearing Rashi here. Rashi Lashitos, we spoke out. Rashi doesn't hold that cheshbon. Rashi holds that the Shir of Yud Gimel is learned out from Levi, Shimon V'Levi, because the pasuk says Ish by Shimon V'Levi, and we knew that Shimon V'Levi were 13 at that time. So that's where we learned out. That's the Makor, Rashi and Avos also. Rashi the Nazir, Rashi and Avos says that the Makor for Yud Gimel Mitzvah is learned out from Shimon V'Levi. So there's no chiluk by Benoch Yisrael. Yud Gimel is Yud Gimel. So after the Seif Shah, Avram was makbid, that you shouldn't see them go out of the Rishos, so when they were already bar onshin at Yud Gimel. L'maisa, like Nachum said, so it's 15. The cheshbon is that so Avram was 100, and then it says here in the pasuk here, right? B'shishim shana b'ledes osam. Yitzchak was 60. Avram died was 100 when he was 170. When he was 175, so that's 15 years old. 160 and 175 minus 160 is 15. So what's on this Rashi of 13? So all the Rishonim already asked the Kasha to bring a Rishonim, which we don't have in front of us, that says that 13 was Betzinna and 15 was Beperhesia. Esav was already doing Rishus by 13. These Chamisha Averos were Beperhesia at the age of 15. So Lefize, the Pshat in the later on Rashi, when Kosh Baruch was Makim Avram's Misa 5 years, they shouldn't see Esav go out to Rishus. Lefize this, the Cheshbon has to be, even though he's really doing Rishus all along. But Kosh Baruch didn't want to go out to Tarvos Ra. Peirush Tarvos Ra is he shouldn't see Esav do Averos, Bitur bar onshim, biparhesia. That was the hakbala lefiza. L'chor that's the pshat. Chleisnish. Me'ainze, this cheshbon of when Esav was doing the rishos, there's a couple of other.
Why don't you say that you don't want him to be biparhesia?
You have to know if the Yugimel Tesvav Chalik Latin of Parhesia was, he only started doing the Beres of Parhesia at Tesvav. It could be before Yugimel, he was thinking of Parhesia, and everyone was like, oh, look at those cute kids. He's acting like a kid. Tol Ben Arusam. I don't know if it was sent until 13 or not. Well, I shouldn't say cute. Like, I don't know what Beres Esau was doing, but you know. Also, so this Gemara in Sanhedrin in Chalik, so with Rebbe and Antoninus, there's a Shiloh there of when the Yitzharah comes into, is it Shasit Tzira or Bishasit Tzia? Is it from the time that the Tipa Zera comes in already, the Yetzirah is already there, or is the Yetzirah only b'shas Yetziah when the Vlad comes out to the world? And the maskana there is that the Yetzirah only comes out b'shas Yetziah, not b'shas Yetzirah. So, Mefarshim asked, Gorari also ask here, what's pshat that here lechora they want to go to Yaakov wanted to go to Beis Medrash, Esav wanted to go to Makom Avodah Zarah. There's no Yetzirah yet. Why do you want to go to Makom Avodah Zarah? Gurari himself answers, this wasn't called the Yitzhahara they wanted to go out to Makom Avodah Zarah. He wanted to be Chozer L'Tivo. This was his Teva. He was just looking for his home. That is his home. like Mara.
So it's not the Avram or that Yaakov was doing that to the Midrash. It's not Yitzir Tov for sure until you.
13.
So it's also you have to go back
to the Teva. Kind of right. Also, the Ain't the Medayik. So that, yeah.
Well, that's also me asking the question about. That's only when they only wanted to go to the Teva when they're Ubrim. I mean, it's only when they're of lot when they're. That's when they want to go to their Teva. After they're born, they become regular people.
The Teva
then they return back to their to being regular people.
Where there is Mechira and stuff like that.
And then the Teva only comes out when they were 15. So that also explains how how they were bad and then good and then bad again.
Right. And that good is just totally in that Russo. Also, says a Shaila, so Me'enze that. So the pasuk says that Esav would. But yeah, Esav is Esav kitzai befiv, and kitzai befiv. So so like the Targum says, Arim mitzedei havei ochel. So Yitzchak would eat from the seder of Esav. So Mefarshim ask, how could he do that? Esav. More Kiddushin since Esav was a Mumer Lava Zara. Shchita from Mumer Lava Zara is Pasal Shchita. Yitzchak was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, except for the Ramah that says it was only Avraham. But if Pashtas Avraham Mekayim Kol Torah Avos Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, how could he eat from the Tzeda and the Zvicha of Esav? So the Chida in Chulon Dav Hemu Beis brings from the Rishonim that the entire Tzeda is Kolim Shenishtamid. Peter's cotton. I don't know. Here's already 13. Like Luhanorim. The next puzzle we have is Kizim. So the answer Kum Shinishnamid. Or Adra, but this is the same Teretz. Either he's a cotton or he's before Esav was a Mumar. So the Chida yelled at that. Wait, how could you say Kum Shinishnamid? The Rashi that we have, that already from Shas, they're Ubrim already. Yisav already wanted to go out to base of Odezara, so he was Mishimud from the first day. But that would be totally. And how you learn this theory in these Rashi's if it's totally not Rusam, if there's real Rishus, not real Rishus, what's shot with his Mishimud in that?
I'll go on a different kasha. This is when they were Ben Samach Gimel.
Well, later on.
Yisav was still telling Yisav to go.
Shem. Yeah. Oh, so that's right. So I was wondering why they ask from here. They asked in this first pasuk. Nachum was asking that later on in the parsha when they were much older. Already Yitzchak was eating, still eating from the tzedah of Esav. So you can't say Kum Shenishnam. I don't know why they don't ask me there. I was thinking myself. There it says that Vatechen Einov, Yitzchak just became Yitzchak was right. Pasuk Aleph. There it says Kizokin Yitzchak Vatechen Einov Mara. So Yitzchak was already a Suma. So Rashi there brings two pshatim of how he was a Suma. Was it from the Akeda? From the Malachim, from the Bechir, from the Demos of the Malachim, or was Pshat from the Ketores of from the Ketores of Yudas Basbeiri from Esav. So it depends when it happened. If it happened later on, so Efshi could be Machalik, and since he was assumed later on, the Sum was Potter Mitzvahs, which is a whole sugya.
What does it say also?
Shaila. Shaila, Shaila, if you're passing this chayv, Shaila is passing potter. Shaila is zaymis, Shaila los ase, Shaila everything. But on the tzad that, yeah, on the tzad that Suma was part of the mitzvah, maybe that's why they didn't ask from there because he was Suma. Yeah, sure.
Also, Achilas Isser, though, it would be mistake he should be more careful about because of the. Even a Summa, even if it be a Summa, but it's Metanth in the lathe.
Yeah, and he won't Bechah. If he'll have...
Well, I think, he started a Summa. I mean, anyways, Yitzchak wasn't Mitzuvah, and it was just Kaimu Derech, Derech has a Milo, so L'chora, what's the make a difference of Summa?
Right.
And, right. Also, any question, Rechel, maybe to call it Tzadikim, and Chila, if you look, and Tzal Tzadikim, so you have to know. Okay, weiter. In Pasuk Chavav, Vayikra, okay, Vayikra Yechen Yelso Ochiv Yedor Chesed Be'akev Esav Vayikra Shmo Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shana Beledes Osam. It's an interesting Rashi, L'chor Tzarechi and Tuva, Neged Gemara. Ben Shishim Shana, look at Rashi, Ben Shishim Shana, Asara Shana Mishinosa Achanasis Basri Gimel. So they got married at 40, and now he was 60. So it was 10 years from the time they got married at 3, and then she was 13. At 13, she was Roy Laharayon. V'asara Shana Halalu Tzipa V'himtin Lo. And from 13 to 23, he waited, and then she was already in a Kara. Kamosha also Ovid Lasara, the same way Abram waited 10 years. Came in Shana Abra Yodoshi Akara. So 10 years, he knew she was in the Kara. V'spala Lea. That's Nakuda number one, and then number two. Shifchol Ratzal Lisa Bahara Moria Lios Elosimila. He didn't want to take a shifchol like Avram took a shifchol because he's a Skaish Bahara Moria. Now, says Gemara in Yevamos. Mishnah Yevamos Daf Samech Dalet says like this: Nasa Isha v'shal Yima Sarah Shana v'lo Yolada Ain Rashal Yivato. If you marry a woman and 10 years. 10 years, she's not giving birth. You don't have a shus levato from pruvu. Rather, you have to be either the megayish or you have to be isacheres. You have to marry somebody else. So the Gemara says zeichel dover. There's a mixus raya from Avim Avinu because Avim Avinu. So the years that he waited in chutz laaretz are not from the minyan. But once he got there to Yisrael, he waited 10 years, and then he was b'al hagar 10 years after he came there to Yisrael. Gemara asks leilif mi yitzchok. Learn out from yitzchok that the din should be 20 years because he married Rivka at 40, and then. He waited till Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana b'Leilas Osam. So you saw that it took 20 years. So Gemara was madchen and says, don't learn that from Yitzchak because the pasuk you can't learn that from this pasuk. The pasuk is used for something else. But Lamaisa, the Gemara holds the maskana that Yitzchak waited 20 years, and we don't learn out the halacha from Yitzchak Yitzchak waited 20 years. Tosfos there asks, Yitzchak also he didn't wait 20 years. The cheshbon is he waited 10 years. Because there were three when he married her, and Yisroel when he married her, and until 12, she's not Roy Laharayon. So he only waited 10 years from 12, 13, Rashi says 13, it's 12 full years, from 12, 13 until 22, 23. So Tosos gives two terutzim. Tosos l'shitoso, that Rivka was really 14 when Yitzchak married her. So l'shitoso, so then the cheshbon is that there was 20 years from there. It's not you don't take out the first 10 years of the cheshbon from 3 till 13 that she wasn't Roy Lahara. It was from 14 on. And Tosfos learns this midrashim chalukim from that we know that she was 3. The second teretz Tosfos gives is he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The doros harishonim are you ruin harbe kodem esman hazeh. Doros harishonim they can give birth. They were able to give birth much earlier. Bat Sheva gave at the birth of 6. So that's considered as if Yitzchak waited 20 years, because really the cheshbon begins from 3, because she was already Roy from then. The Gemara, you don't find it as early as 3 in the Gemara, but Lachor Totosos means that since Lashon Tosos says the Roy from Kodem Zman Harbe, so already from 3 it's called wait 20 years, and because the Roy Shoshana was different. Rashi can't learn like either of these two Pshatim in the Gemara. The first teretz that Tosos gave was Yitzchak waited 20 years because she was 14. Rashi, before she's here, in other places, with Rivka was 3. Second teretz of Tosfos was that she waited 20 years because Doros Rishonim, they gave birth much earlier from 3. Rashi Mefurish says not that way here. Rashi says, Achanas is Basir Gimel Shana of Roy Laharayon. She was only Roy Laharayon at 13. Mefurish, he waited just like Avram. He waited only 10 years. Now, so Takan Tzarechian, the Gemara says, Leilach Mi Yitzchak 20 years. And you see that from Rashi, he's learning he only waited 10 years. Tzarechian from that Gemara.
You can't answer that Rashi learns like Tysus that it's Midrashim Chalukim and Rashi understands that he's not saying, he's saying now like the Gemara, saying his own Pshat.
The Gemara and Yevamos will talk about Tarets like Tosfos, that she was 14. Here he's going with the measures that was 3. Okay. Now, in terms of how Rashi's not against this other Gemara, the Gemara says, Doros Rishonim, they're already being molded from. Gemara says from 8 for men, and there's already from Bat Sheva was 6. So Rashi here says Rivka was only Roy Laharion at 13. Has Rashi learned that Gemara? Lachor Rashi's against that Gemara.
Maybe it was Doros Rishonim
were
Ruyim, but it wasn't.
Oh, so Ke'enza, there's a Chilush Eran. Tosfos learns that the Gemara is Davka. Doros Rishonim is always, the average was always earlier. The Chilush Eran there says it was Kimat Shalom, it's only the times of the Gemara that you find it. Hecha the Goli Goli, and Hecha the Lo Goli. And on that machlokas, the Ran and Tosfos, if the Gemara are just Yotzim and Aklal cases, or average cases, Toras Chaim brings that the Rambam is like Ran, and he brings from Rashi, that Rashi also holds like the Ran. That Iker was 13 Bedoros Rishonim, and there's only Hechel Goli Goli. He brings from our Rashi, that you see that the Iker is 13. Klaptik Mar Yivamos, he had Nachum's Teretz Majoshim's Chalukim. The end part of Rashi is also interesting. Rashi says Shifchol Rotsa Liso Lefishin Eskayish Bahar Moriah. By Avram, the Marashon Yivamos Tavkuv asked the Kasha, we spoke about this before, had Avram marry Hagar, she's a Shifcha. Morning Bubbles learns right there that you can't marry a Shifcha. So Marshall gave two tirutzim. Marshall said either that first he said that she's Nishtachra. And then, okay, Marshall doesn't like that. So he says, so Avram only kept Kfi as Yisod, Avram only kept the Torah Achar Miloso. And marrying Hagar was before the Mila, and once it's Nosa Beheter, Shivlo Girsha. So both of those teirutim aren't going to work for Yitzchak. Rashi says maybe Yitzchak could have married a shivcha. Shivcha lo rotsa because he was an old tamima, so he can't marry a shivcha. Mashma, if not for that, he could have married a shivcha just like Aviv. But hagufa lefi the marasha, A, the first teirut says she wasn't a shivcha, or B, Avram wasn't keeping kol Torah kula yet. Yitzchak definitely was keeping kol Torah kula, unless the Rashi is going that Yitzchak wasn't. But Pashim Shad is that Avos Kama Kol Torah Kula. So how could Rashi even be born to marry the Yitzchak should marry a Shifcha? Sorry, because that's not what Shifcha is.
But the first question was the first.
It's marry Shifcha, then what?
But he calls Hagar Shifcha, even if she wasn't Shifcha. Like it's the first question. My first.
Saying Hagar was called a Shifcha.
But he calls it a Shifcha. I mean, Shifcha.
And how does that fix anything here? His brother Shifcha Lisa.
Why did he didn't marry a Shifcha Mishukhar? Because it was Miskadesh. It was allowed.
But Avram wasn't also like an exception to Sarah said to, and Hashem told him yes. It was like sort of not a Rasha, but like.
Through. I think Sarah was different.
I mean, the Archaim in Lachlet talks says that's why he could do it. I mean, Shifcha because Sarah said to, and it was not a Rasha, but like something similar to
that. That make it worse than Rashi here also. I gave him before. Pretty useful.
Oh, so
what? Well, that Rivka would do the same setup. Rivka would give her shows. Oh. As you're gonna say. Okay, that's the Indian. Next pasuk, Vayigdalu Hanorim, Vayesav Ish Yodeyat Zayid Ish Sada. There's a pshat. I think it's Yedua from the Grah. On Vayesav Ish Yodeyat Ish Sada. It's very interesting. There's a Mishnah in Kalayim. Mishnah in Kalayim mentions a type of animal which is called Adnei Hasada. The Rav there explains what is this Adnei Hasada. It's a chaya that grows in the field and has a rope growing out of the ground, and it's attached to the stomach of this chaya. And the tzura just looks like the face of a person. It has hands and legs like a person, and any human can't come close to it because it's going to attack and kill anything that comes close to it. And when you want to capture it, you have to shoot arrows at the rope, and the rope breaks, and there's a tzoik b'kol mar u'meis. And the Rav says, this name of this chaya is called Yidua, and that's the Yidoni HaKosu B'Torah. When the Torah says, oh, the Yidoni, Yidoni is referring to this type of chaya. This is all in the Grah. This is all in the Rav. That's the Yidoni HaKosu B'Torah. Also in Sanhedrin, in the Mishnah there, where it talks about that by Yidoni, it says, Yidoni Zeh Medaber B'Fiv. The Rav says the same chaya, it's the same animal with a rope coming out of the ground going into the stomach. And Medaber B'Fiv, you take the etzim of this chaya, that's the Isser Yidoni, the Rav says. According to that, the Gros says, that's how you read this pasuk. Esav was miuchad in this. But he, Esav ish yodeya tzayid ish sada. He knew how to trap lit ish sada. He knew how to trap this ish sada. The Lashon of the Mishnah Kalayim was adnei sada. He knew how to trap this ish sada. He was miuchad at capturing this ish sada. The Tiferes Yisrael there is also pretty well known. The Tiferes Yisrael says Adnei Sada is a Wildemensch.
Orangutan,
exactly. He says, what is an orangutan? Malamdo umnes. And you dress him up. You could sit him at the table. He can train him to eat with a spoon, with a knife, fork, and bismanenu rakamotsoi ba Africa. And so lefi that, then if you go with
the goal of it.
Yeah, if you go with this pshat, then Esav was miuchad capturing orangutan. Efshat pshat because Esav was zeros. Yeah, he's like, there is seyar, so he looked just like him. Efshat. Okay, onto the mechiras b'chor. Okay, so it's a big sigim. Mechir chayomus b'choras chali. So all meforshim ask, how was Esav able to sell the Bechorah to Yaakov? So it's different kashas. B'mitzias, how can you sell such a thing? But for us, they focus on ein alam machne dover shelo b'li olam. B'chor is dover shelo b'li olam. How can Yaakov buy it from Esav? Ein alam machne dover shelo b'li olam. T'shayla, v'shalom, v'yachalom, everyone addresses it. First, you have to know what is the b'chor that he's selling. So Rashi brings Shem the Medrash, the b'chor is the avoda, the avoda b'mikdash. The Gemara in Sota, Dai B'Gimel, is mashma that it's Yerusha. It's pasha the Pishnayim. It was Nogel Gabe Kfur B'Maras Machpela. So it's Pishnayim. It was a Yerusha. So what is the b'chora? B'chora, I don't know. I didn't see anybody say b'chora. There's Malcolm to say maybe the b'chora was just the brachos at the end of the parasha.
It can't be because
why not?
He says he need Vayakim needs that pamayim.
He's a pamayim.
So it's two separate things. It's b'chora si lekach lach.
So, okay.
it has to be two separate things.
Very good. So now that by Yerusha it's Davar Shalom B'Li Olam, even though you're being Zochen and Guf. So that's Gemara Bamitzit. Bamitzit Daf Tazayin, Davar Shalom B'Li Olam. The Gemara says, if you say Mashi'irash Me'aba Machor Lecha, well, Yorish from Me'aba is sold to you, Lo Mer Klom. It's not Chal, because Davar Shalom B'Li Olam. So now, the Rivash in Shuvah. Don't forget this Rivash, it's in Simon Shin Chav Ches. It says that... Shin Chav Ches? Don't forget. The Rivash says that before Matan Torah, Adam could be Matan Dover Shalom B'li Olam. It's interesting. So there's no Chisar before Matan Torah. It's totally, we're not going to get involved with it. It's totally what the Siba, there's no Pasuk. You have to know why Adam ain't on Matan Dover Shalom B'li Olam. There's different reasons. Depending on what those reasons are, you can dan. Lemaisa lechora, this Rivash is against the Rambam. Before I should point out, it's an interesting Rambam. Rambam in the Hilchos Arachin, Perek Vav, Rambam says, "Af pishe ain on the makdish dover shelo b'li olam." If you say hare alai lehakdisho, it's mutal alai to be makdish it when it comes to olam. Then yiro eli doesn't have a gemara, but Rambam says that yiro eli that hare zechayv lehakdisho. Two halachas later in halacha lamigimel. Rambam says, "Raya dover mi Yaakov. Chol asher titein li aser esra noloch." Yaakov said, "Harei alai lahakdisho. I have to bring meiser." And Kodesh Baruch Hu was toveya from him. That's the Rambam. So if you want to say like the Rivash, the before Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, Adam is matnish dover shlobel olam. So what's the raya? What's the Rambam's raya from Yaakov? There's a chiluk between that. Even though ain't a matnish dover shlobel olam, but by harei alai, you are chayav lakdisho. Maybe the reason why Yaakov's hekdesh was chal there is because before Matan Torah, Adam is matnish dover shlobel olam. So and there's no chiluk. But really, after Matan Torah. Bain the stam case of being master tavish b'li olam, bain hare alai is talking that there's no chiyuv and it's bechalal ain al machne tavish b'li olam. What's the raya? There's a chiluk of hare alai to stam. What's the raya from Yaakov Avinu? Elamai, even before Matan Torah, the Rambam held there's a halacha of ain al machne tavish b'li olam. That's the horror they say on the Rivash. The Rivash brings b'shem the tour, b'shem aviv, that the teretz is. There's a chiluk between a shvua and not. Since it's a hishavali, there's a shvua here. Aidei a shvua, Adam could be machne davar shelo b'li olam. The Rivash says about this that in that short shuva on Simon Shent Kavches, before he gives his teretz to Kol Ma'an Torah, on this when the shul brought the Torah in the rush that aidei shvua, Adam is machne davar shelo b'li olam. He says the Torah never said it. The rush never said it. Lamaisa, we have Torah ha'orach al Torah. The Torah Aruch says this pshat that Aidei Shvua Adam is Matan Davar Shelo B'li Olam, and they make this horror on the Rivash that we found in the Torah Aruch. There are those that want to say the Torah Aruch is not the Torah, and the Rivash is B'seder Gamor, but that's the Nidum. So we have two terutzim already. How there could be a mechira either because before Matan Torah Adam is Matan Davar Shelo B'li Olam or Aidei Shvua you could be Makne. There's a few other terutzim. One other terutz is in that Gemara there. Even though Mashirish Me'aba Machor L'Chalom Maklum, if you say Mashirish Me'aba Hayom, if you say that it's already Chal from today, the Gemara says it's different. That it's clear you need the money right now. Then Adam could be Machin Davar Shelo B'li Olam. So The Or HaChaim already says that's Peshat the Pasuk Mechra Chayom Es Mechoras Holi. Once he said Chayom, so it's already Bechal that you're allowed to be Makim Davar Shelo Bo Liolam. Similar, also on the Mechira they dan that there's a Kaimalon that Ono Yaser Mishtus Batol HaMekach. If there's a Ono of more than a sixth of the value, so then the whole Mekach falls off. So here, the Bechor, whether it's Yerusha, whether it's Avodah Mikdash, it's definitely worth a lot more than Nezida Yosha.
Avodah Mikdash has no value, though.
No? You wouldn't pay much for it?
What's the
Yeah. So. Really connect, the Chus also has. So.
I mean, yeah, he has to have his idea what a person would pay.
Maybe in front of him, because. So for him, it wasn't worth.
Oh, so that's Orachaim and Torah say. That's Pshat. Vayivez Esav as Bechora. It was worth nothing to Esav. You have to know, Yaakov, it was worth something too. But Akoponim, fi Esav, fi the Mocher. If it goes after the Mocher, so it was worth nothing. So that's why it was Taka. There's no issue of Ono because Vayivez Esav as Bechora. There's also the Rashbam says the Adoshim was just to make a Kenyan. But Lamai said, Yaakov paid a lot, Esav sold it for a lot of money, Yaakov paid a lot of money for it. I don't know how much money the Yerusha and the Bechor is worth, but it was Taka, the fee that you could say it was Shavah. Another Teretz is the Aruchayim brings the Marik that says that if someone is Mocher Mibnei Dochko, he's in, you know, hard times, and it's Nikr from the Mechira, that it's Bedochik, so then he can't be Choser. It's Pasha that he was Mochel. And in such a case, that you don't say Batol HaMekach. So that's what he says. Hinei anochi holech lamos. That he was on his way to die. He was partially to sell for anything. So it was neat chak. Interesting to say real quick that the hinei anochi holech lamos. The Medrash says that Nimrod was chasing after him because he took big day Nimrod. Okay, which originally came from Adam Rishon. They went to Nimrod and went to Esav. So that's why hinei anochi lamos. He was going to save himself. Lamaisa, those begodim are the same begodim that Yaakov. That Rivka was Malbish Yaakovin by the brachos, and they asked there. So it's big day Amaretz, it's big day Esav, so big day Amaretz Metamin for her chaver for Tamal Chacham. How could Yaakov wear them? So they say different terutim. There's no tuma, but there's also a pshat that those begadim went on to those were big day Kahuna. I believe it's the Yerushalmi Megillah that they bring that those begadim were big day Kahuna. So Esav Metam. Off the Bechor, Taka had big day Kahuna, and when he sold the Bechor to Yaakov, he sold those clothes, those big day Nimrod, along with the Bechor, because now Yaakov was the Bechor. He was Roy. Huh? Also, it's Davar Shebal the Olam. There's a need though. If you sell Davar Shebal the Olam with Davar Shebal the Olam, if that works or not. The Panam Yelfos Taka wants to say that's how it worked here. He answers the Kasha, the Rosh Lobol Yolam, because it was the two together. Not also the Begodim. He just says, I think he learns the Avodah is Bal Yolam, but if he sold the clothes, definitely he can say that.
It's like a Choshen Yifor,
huh? I don't know. The Begodim Nimrod. There's a lot of stuff about Big Day Nimrod that was special. I think it's upshot that that's how he was able to catch it. The Ish Sadeh was because... It had a picture of all the animals on it, and they were all bottled to him. So there's a picture of the Adnei Sada on it. So that's how Esav was able to be Yochel. Okay, stop here.